This is Press Conference Extra. I am Andy Eaton. I'm joined for the latest edition by Martin Fitzgerald and Mike Bancole ahead of Liverpool FC versus Brighton and Hove Albion to give them their full title, FC, as we've got them in the league on Saturday in a game that could potentially, given all the moaning about City's injuries, put Liverpool back top of the table. But I don't know. Injuries only ever seem to come for Manchester City and Arsenal these days, don't they? Anyway, I'll open the press conference even with Vinny once again contractually asking the first question, and sticking with the injuries, his first question was in regards to the injuries to Alisson Jota and Enrico Chiesa. A bit of a stock answer without going trying to overanalyze it. Basically the news was, nah, not before the international break. One thing that I pondered though, Martin, is Jota's injury, because it's not been said implicitly or explicitly that it's a cracked rib or a broken rib. But at the same time, if it's just bruising, it is going on a little long. And if it is more severe, just with the nature of these things, is that something that, you know, we should be concerned about? I'll couch that in so much as that it's an impact injury, fair enough, but certain players do seem cursed by picking up these seemingly inconsequential injuries.
Yeah, I think in the case of Jota, he is cursed in regards to very big as falling on top of him. And I don't know what you do about that other than try and get out of the way. But if he's on the floor and there's a big bloke above him and he decides to fall on top of him, then you're going to get injured every now and again. It looked to me like it was an impact injury, and maybe the fact that he went off in that game suggests it was bad enough for that to happen, which suggests probably, I don't know why I'm talking like I know about anything about this stuff, but probably a cracked or broken rib, which is, he just has to count himself unlucky in that respect. I don't think there's anything he can do about
that. Mike, Go on, carry on. Sorry, I thought you finished.
The only thing I would say in regard to Chiesa as well is that it seems there's a lack of information about what these injuries are. And the Chiesa one I find particularly strange, because we saw what happened to Alisson, we saw what happened to Jota. They were in-game injuries. Chiesa, we didn't even really know he was out until he was out. And then the line that Slots came out with earlier this week about he goes up and down, I just think that made that situation even more confusing for me.